man in a hot air balloon realised that he was lost. So he reduced altitude until he could see someone down below. There was a woman in the field. And he descended even lower until he could communicate with her. And he shouted out, "Excuse me, can you help me? I promised a friend that I'd meet him an hour ago, but I don't know where I am." The woman below replied, "Well, you're in a hot air balloon. You're hovering approximately 30 feet above the ground. You're between 40 and 41 degrees north latitude and between 59 and 60 degrees west longitude. You must be an engineer," said the man in the balloon. "I am," said the woman. "How did you know?" "Well," he answered, "I'm sure everything you've just told me was technically correct, but it doesn't help me at all. I'm still just as lost as I ever was. In fact, all you've done for me is waste my time and make me even later than I was already." The woman below replied, "And you must be in management." "I am," replied the balloonist. "How did you know?" "Well," she said, "you don't know where you are or where you're going. You've risen to where you are due to a large quantity of hot air. You made a promise which you've no idea how to keep, and you expect the people beneath you to solve your problems for you. The fact is, you're in exactly the same position you were in before we met, but now somehow it's my fault." Have you ever gotten lost? Have you ever needed someone to rescue you? Well, that's exactly what Jesus came to do, to save the lost. We read from Matthew's Gospel how the angel told Joseph that the baby that Mary was pregnant with was to be a very special baby. The angel said, "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus," which means God saves, "because he will save his people from their sins." And Jesus later described his mission in the world with these words, "The Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." Who are the lost that Jesus came to save? We tend to think of lost people as being the homeless or refugees or prisoners. And Jesus did come to save them. But he came to save us too, you and me. Now you might say, "Hang on a second, I'm not lost. I know exactly where I am. Right at this moment, I'm in the corner of Moore and Eastern Streets in Gwynville. I can pinpoint my exact location with the GPS on my phone. In fact, if I'm really clever, I can probably do it not on my phone, but on my smart watch. I can tell you exactly where I am. I can tell you exactly who I am. I can show you my passport, my license, my Medicare card. I am the most unlost person you know." And yes, unlost is a word. I looked it up. But you know, we can know exactly who we are and where we are and still be lost. We can have lost direction. We have lost direction. We don't know what we were created for. We don't know where we're going. We're all running as fast as we can, but we don't know where we're headed. There's a great story about the famous American baseball player Yogi Berra, who's always good for an interesting quote. And apparently he was once driving with his wife and kids to the Baseball Hall of Fame. And his wife was giving him a hard time about his navigational skills. And eventually, in frustration, he turned to her and said, "Yes, we're lost, but we're making good time." That's us. That's the human race. We're making good time. We're very busy and we're running somewhere, but we don't know where. We're lost. A great chasm has opened up between us and God that we can't get back across. Earlier this year, Janine and I took our grandson Riley to his first movie at the cinema. We took him to see Finding Dory, the sequel to Finding Nemo. Has anybody seen Finding Dory? Please don't tell me. I'm not the only one. That's a relief. The movie is about Nemo's friend Dory, who's a blue tangfish, who's got short-term memory loss. There's Dory. Awesome. And because she's got short-term memory loss, she's wandered off from home and she's got lost. And the movie is about her adventures crossing the ocean in search of her home and her family. We're like that. We're like Dory. We've wandered away from home, our true home, our Father in heaven, and we've got lost. And for many of us, we're so lost we don't even know that we're lost. We think we're fine where we are, just as we are. But without God, we have no future and no hope. And even if, like Dory, we realise that we're lost and we want to find our way home, unlike Dory, we can't do that. But the good news is We don't have to. God came to find us instead. He came into the world in the person of Jesus to seek and to save the lost. We read from Luke chapter 15, the parable that Jesus told about the lost sheep, of how the shepherd leaves behind the 99 sheep that are safe and goes in search of the one lost sheep. And just as that shepherd rejoices when he finds his lost sheep and brings it home, so Jesus says there's rejoicing in heaven when one lost person, one lost sinner is found and comes home. That story is actually the first of three stories that Jesus told, one after the other. There's the shepherd who lost one of his 100 sheep. There's the woman who lost one of her 10 coins. And then there's the father who lost one of his 2 sons. And as with the lost sheep, the woman rejoices when her coin is found, and the father rejoices when his son comes home. And the sheep and the coin and the son represent us. We're God's lost children. And he wants to find us, and he wants to save us, and he wants to bring us home. And that baby lying in that manger, in that stable in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago, was the beginning of God's rescue mission. A mission that would see Jesus travel through the towns and the villages, calling people to follow him. A mission that would lead to the cross, where he would die for our sins. And then on to the resurrection and new life. A new life that he invites us to share in. Jesus said in John 14, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." If you're lost, no, let me rephrase that. You are lost. If you realize that you're lost, Jesus offers you the way home. I'm sure we all know that great hymn, Amazing Grace, written by John Newton. John Newton lived a sad life for the first half of it anyway. At the age of 11, his mother had passed away, his father was a seaman, and he took his son to sea. He began to work on the merchant ship at the age of 11. 7 years later, his father had retired and was no longer there to watch over him. And at the age of 18, John Newton was press ganged into the Royal Navy. At one point, he tried to desert, but he was caught and he was flogged within an inch of his life. He got so low that he'd actually contemplated taking his own life. But instead, he took the opportunity when it arose to transfer to another ship, which happened to be a slave ship, which was going and picking up slaves from the west coast of Africa and carrying them across the Atlantic Ocean to be sold in the Caribbean and North America. He had a falling out with the ship's crew and they abandoned him in West Africa. And he was taken in by a slave trader who abused him and beat him. Eventually, he was rescued by a sea captain who was an old friend of his father's. But his adventures weren't over because as the ship sailed, carrying him home to England, they were caught in a terrible storm. And as the ship began to fill with water and threatened to sink, he found himself crying out to God to save him. And he did. And that was the beginning of John Newton's journey back to God, which saw him transformed from a lost child, a sinner and a victim of sinners, into a child of God and eventually even a minister in the church. And it was as he reflected on his own experiences, his own life, that he wrote that famous hymn, with those words, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see." Your life may be very different to John Newton's. You may never have been to the places that he went to and suffered the horrors that he did. You've travelled your own journey and dealt with your own issues. But you're just like John Newton in this, that you're lost. Until Jesus finds you and brings you. And we're here today to celebrate the birth of the one who came to seek and to save the lost. The question we must ask ourselves is, can I say with John Newton, "I once was lost, but now I'm found"?